Again, blessings on your intentions. The beautiful season of Advent with its special colors, music, the candles, as the darkness of our world increases these December days, the light of Christ, and of course God's children called to live as children of the light. Wonderful week here. Hope you're doing well, although we had many funerals, so we always pray for those families, and one more funeral Monday. So blessings for those who bury their loved ones. A Wednesday evening, very inspiring here. The second graders of our parish celebrating first reconciliation, first confession. And of course, always a delight to pray with them. Such inspiring enthusiasm, you know, to say I'm sorry and I want to try to be a little more like Jesus. Wow, you know, what a great inspiration. The readings today reminded me of maybe watching the news. Do you like to catch the news? Some people say no, because it's always bad news. But, and of course, you could say, well, sometimes the news is like the worst of humanity. True, you know, violence, you know, Democrats and Republicans, you know, arguing and fighting, bad news. But I do like to catch Lester Holt, the evening news, because usually it ends with a little segment called Inspiring Humanity. Wow, does that ever happen here? Well, Lester Holt's not around here, but Inspiring Humanity, it can happen here. Little things can mean a lot. The Giving Tree, next week there'll be no room in the foyer because of all of the gifts returned for those less fortunate. Wow. The Marthas, our funeral lunch committee, doing four or five lunches in 1 week. Wow, Inspiring Humanity. Thanksgiving Day, our Mass is here. Almost 1,000 food items that went to Feed My People, and the money for Vincent de Paul, and that ministry is always ongoing. See, Inspiring Humanity, see? And you and I are called to be a part of that. So the first reading, the prophet Isaiah, that's what he was trying to do. So the symbol, the stump, the tree, the dead tree cut down. But there will be a little shoot, a little sprig of life. Well, what was the symbol? Remember the Babylonian captivity? This nation, this army came in and destroyed their city and their beloved temple. And they, you know, were, how would God, why would God allow this? And so the prophet Isaiah, trying to inspire humanity. And he spoke of a coming king who would establish a kingdom. And of course, eventually, Jesus, the king of the universe, at the, remember a few weeks ago, the end of the church year, Christ the king. But the people were disappointed. You know, they wanted a earthly, you know, powerful king, did they not? Who would restore, you know, the Israelite community, their rightful place on earth among all nations. But no, Jesus, you know, my kingdom is not of this earth. So prophet Isaiah was trying to inspire humanity then. And the gospel, it's like an invitation, you know, from God. Don't we? We receive invitations, and I do all the time. People are nice to me. And there's usually an RSVP. Have you ever forgotten to respond? Sometimes I do. Or if you respond, but then maybe later you're busy and you forget to attend. So the gospel, it doesn't maybe sound like an invitation. God's word through the prophet John the Baptist, repent. See, and then it's like God is waiting for the response. See? And the idea, maybe, open your heart. Open your heart to God's power and grace. And then, with little daily acts of kindness, you too can inspire the humanity that's around you. So, using the example of First Confessions for the little children, just maybe consider that. Usually, Advent is a season of joyful anticipation, joyful expectation. I would think as we grow older, sometimes Catholics look at confession in the opposite way. Fear, dread, you know, embarrassment. Sometimes I like to think people may say, oh, the priest will be seeing me at my worst. But actually, it's the opposite. The priest is experiencing you at your best. Remember, like the little children. Say, oh, I'm sorry. I want to try to be a little bit more like Jesus. I want to bring a little bit more light into the world. So, of course, at first it might sound like a threat. Repent. If the tree does not bear fruit, it will be cut down. Well, it is meant to inspire, to encourage. But that sounds a little threatening. Of course, there is Judgment Day. But I always love, and I'll conclude with, the parable of the fig tree. Remember that parable? One of my favorites. There was an owner of an orchard of fig trees, and every year he came to get the fruit, but he always had this one tree that did not produce. Remember, he called the gardener over and he said, look, I come here every year and I'm looking for fruit. But here's this tree and I find none. Cut it down. And the gardener pleads, wait, you know, be patient. Give it time. Let me fertilize it. And maybe then it will bear fruit. Well, so God always is willing to give us another chance. Certainly that's the point of the Sacrament of Reconciliation, so that you can inspire humanity.